I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on March 19th, 2020. Oracle has announced the release of Java Development Kit 14, its reference implementation of the Java 14 programming language. The new version has shipped just 6 months after its predecessor, maintaining the biannual cadence that Oracle put in place in 2017 in an attempt to keep the language fresh for developers. While Java 14 does bring some incremental change, it also introduces two new language features, both of which are aimed at eliminating the need for common boilerplate code and currently in preview status. Pattern matching for the instance of operator should help produce more concise and type-safe code, and a new records feature provides a compact syntax for declaring classes to hold shallowly immutable data. As well as adding new features, the latest release also sees a number of out-of-date cryptographic functions being deprecated and targeted for removal in a future version. With the release, Oracle also shared some data showing that while it remains the driving force behind Java, independent developers and those from other organizations such as Google and Red Hat contributed over a quarter of all the bug fixes shipped in the latest release. OBS Studio has landed its latest major release. While only Windows users will benefit from OBS's newfound support for capturing Vulkan-based games, other features that the update brings, such as the addition of support for the SRT video transport protocol, will be more widely welcomed. The software also now includes an official browser source plugin, allowing all users to easily drag and drop URLs from websites directly into the platform to create new sources. Mozilla is planning to remove FTP support from Firefox. With Google already having announced plans to disable and then fully remove FTP support from Chrome, it was perhaps inevitable that Firefox would follow suit. A Mozilla engineer has now told ZDNet that FTP support will be disabled, but still accessible after user intervention, with the release of Firefox 77 this summer, but that the organization is planning to completely remove all FTP functionality from the browser by the beginning of next year. And finally today, if the ongoing health crisis has left you spending more time at home, it might be helpful to know about the sale that Good Old Games is currently running. As well as giving away 27 completely free titles that include a mix of Windows, Linux, and Mac games, the company is offering some fairly substantial discounts on many of its Linux games until the end of the month. If you're interested, there'll be links in the show notes. And that's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/127.